Iran's military has sharply escalated its tone toward the United States as new economic sanctions appear to be taking a major toll on the country's economy. Iran recently completed naval exercises near the strategic Strait of Hormuz, a key transport route for Persian Gulf oil. Tehran is threatening to disrupt naval traffic through the strait if Western powers impose sanctions on Iran's oil exports. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney is critical of the Obama administration's policies on Iran.
He failed to put in place crippling sanctions. He failed to stand with the dissidents in Iran when they took to the streets. And he's failed to put in place credible plans, military options to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon.
Western nations accuse Iran of trying to develop nuclear weapons under the cover of its civilian energy program, a charge Tehran denies. Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum.
And I would be saying to the Iranians, you either open up those facilities, you begin to dismantle them and make them available to inspectors, or we will degrade those facilities through airstrikes and make it very public that we are doing that.
Analysts say that despite the Republicans' tough rhetoric on Iran, their positions are not much different from current U.S. policy. James Lindsay of the Council on Foreign Relations.
So there's a lot of pounding the table in identifying the threat. There's very little discussion about what exactly will be done.
Not all the Republican candidates favor military action against Iran. Congressman and anti-war advocate Ron Paul urged caution.
If we overreact and participate in bombing Iran, we're looking for a lot more trouble.
Analysts say presidential candidates frequently use foreign policy issues to demonstrate strength by saying they are willing to use America's military might to accomplish goals overseas. Jennifer Lawless teaches politics at American University.
Iran is an unknown, and we don't know what their nuclear capacity is. We don't know what they're actually going to do, and we don't know what the future will hold. So it provides a good opportunity for the Republican candidates to stake out hypothetical positions and try to convince voters.
Still, some Iranian Americans say the Republicans' sharp remarks are reckless. Jamal Abdi is the policy director for the National Iranian American Council.
What bellicosity, what saber-rattling gets you is this self-fulfilling prophecy where we're talking about military options, we're talking about war.
Abdi hopes American policy on Iran will turn away from tougher sanctions and toward negotiations, a move he concedes is unlikely in an election year. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.